Everyone, we are continuing the Hilchos Yontif. We started off Hilchos Yontif yesterday doing Tuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Alf. I want to continue a little bit, discussing a little bit more about the Heterim of Ochel Nefesh. We started learning that when we say that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yontif, that is a little bit misleading because it's not always the case. Even though the Pasuk tells us in the Torah that it is going to be mutter, like we learned the last time, right? Nevertheless, at least on a dirabanan level, there are a lot of things that we are not makel for, even though you'll be going ahead and preparing food. And we start off with the Ramah based on the Rashi and the Rambam, who hold that certain malachos that are usur, that are mentioned in the Mishnah or in Beitzah, their usur is because we said that there's things that could have been done on Erev Yontif, nothing would have happened. Okay, nothing would have happened. Ketzira, Seida, all these things, nothing would have happened if you did it in Erev Yontif, and therefore we are machmer on these things. The Shaar Tzion and Osei even brings down Shitas Tosos that says that these things would be usur midaraisa. These things would be usur midaraisa, nevertheless, it's not how we pass in Lachol Maisi. It says, "Ro posking tefillah with the Rabbanan," and I'll say, "V'chein Tosfos Guva b'Shabbos Daf Tzadi." Hey, Tosfos himself says that the Rabbanan in another place, and in Beit Zadav Gimel, he says he's a maker that then it should be mutter altogether. Nevertheless, we paskin like the Ramah, at least Ashkenazim, paskin like the Ramah over here, that anything that can be done on Erev should be done. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, why are we machmir on a derabanan level? At the end of the day, the Torah tells us going to be mutter. We said, yes, it could be done Erev Yontif, but so what? Why can't I go ahead and does this mean to say that the heter of Ochel Nefesh is not hutra? It's only dechuyah just pushed to the side. It's not completely mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siv Katan Zayin writes over here, Midrabanan, Kidei Shelo Yavor Lav Kol Yom Melachos V'Yimana Misimchos Yontif. This is not an iser because you are doing malacha per se on Yontif that should be done beforehand. Really, Maker Adin, it should still be mutter on Yontif. We really hold it's really hutra to prepare Ochel Nefesh. However, the problem is that Chazal were afraid if you matter things that could have been done by Erev Yontif, you're going to spend your whole day cooking and preparing food. Imagine, especially back in the day, what it meant to prepare a lot of the foods. If you started from the beginning of the process before you even had the raw material, you'd be spending all day long preparing food. That's not clearly not what we're supposed to do all day Yontif. At least we're supposed to have Chatzi Lashem. Okay, you're not to have Chatzi Lashem and be spending the whole day on Chatzi Lachem preparing the Seuda. That's why we say things that should be done, that could be done, an Erev Yontif will not be mafig the tam, should be done on Erev Yontif. However, things that would be mafig the tam, let's say certain things by cooking it on Erev Yontif would be even a little bit worse, that becomes heter legamre. An example of this, we see over here that it's hotra, Morena Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saldivar Masel V'yesh Machmirin. He first does bring down, points out that even though we said according to Mikra Din, the Mechaber would say you're allowed to do these things because he doesn't pass, he doesn't bring this down in Shulchan Aruch. It's just the Ramah. He says, "Mistaber, the Mechaber, Kol Shashal Lemayit B'Tircha B'Yantav Adav." If you have a separate din altogether in Erev Yontif, you're not supposed to be doing too much Tircha. Therefore, if it's something that can be Memayit B'Tircha, just logically, the Mechaber should say better to do it on Erev Yontif. But then he says like this, "Mikol Makom." Pasuk Mori v'Rabbi Agar Ruchaim Shmulevitz. Okay, brings down the great Mirash Yeshiva Ruchaim Shmulevitz. Says how she bebishul chadoma ein mechuyav lechamim bekli sheni dafka. Okay, once you have a heter to cook something, let's say you want to make a cup of tea on Yontif, so obviously making the cup of tea on Erev Yontif, it's not going to taste as good as you prepare the cup of tea on Yontif. Once you have a heter to prepare the cup of tea or a cup of coffee like this, you don't have to prepare it in Kli Sheni. Well, Kli Sheni is less malacha, it's not really bishul. Nevertheless, once you have a heter to cook something because it's mafig the tam, you don't have to go out of your way to do things that would be memait in the malacha because this is really hutra. Only midrabanan where goes there on certain things to do them on Erev Yontif. In order that you're not going to go spend the whole day involved with these things. Let's go through a couple more Mishnah Berurahs we said outside last time. Siv Kadin Ches, Kiz Kol Sheinu Mefik, Delisha V'Afia U'Shchita Bishul, kneading the dough and baking and slaughtering and cooking. Im Asam Erev Yontif Yeshem Michasar and Tam, you're going to be lacking. You're going to be missing out on taste. Shein Lechem Shenilos Shenefa Yonk Lechem Shenilos Shenefa Meadbal. Even if you just did the kneading on Erev Yontif, it's not going to say the same as if you kneaded the dough on Yontif itself, and the fresh bread is going to taste much better. Fresh food. Okay, you make a fresh schnitzel that comes right out of the oil. It tastes much better than warmed up schnitzel that you put on the hot plate. There's no question. Even a little bit, the posen says, even if it's going to be the slightest difference if you cook it fresh, why should you do it on yantav? It's not going to be mefig the tam at all. Okay, so that is the hatter over here. So if anything is not mefig the tam, Mishnah Berurah, he can't test tam klal mashma dim mefig tam afilu b'mitzvah. As I said before, shari l'kuli alma, everyone's going to agree it's going to be completely mut. Okay, so we see over here anything that's going to be made for the time, and even the post can say, even though nowadays we have refrigerators and freezers that do a very good job of keeping things fresh, nevertheless, it is still completely mutter to prepare them on yantov. You don't rely just on the refrigerator and freezer. Rav Yashav, I believe, says, quoting the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he writes that since the time of Chazal, there was no such thing of refrigerators and freezers to keep things fresh like we have nowadays. To rely on the refrigerator, you don't even have to do that. Even if it tastes exactly the same, we do not have to rely on your refrigerator or freezer to go ahead and prepare things from beforehand. You're allowed to go ahead and prepare fresh food. That's the first sheet. As I said yesterday, there is a second sheet explaining this whole sugya of why Chazal assered certain melachas. The Torah brings down in Siv Beis, he says, uktsira, utchina, ubitzira, uschita, many of the different melachas, cutting the grains, okay, grinding, trina, betzira, botzer, uschita, all these different malachas, even though they're done for ochel nefesh, these are part and parcel of preparing food on yantav, now that's asru chachamim, chachamim or asri. Even though he's going to bring down, then Yerushalmi brings down a pasuk to learn it out from a pasuk. Nevertheless, they say it's an asmach the ba'alma, even though Rashi seems to say in one place that maybe it means an iser daraisa. So the post can write over here, it's only going to be an iser derabana. Okay, Uperish Ri. The Ri writes, and this is also the sheet of the Rosh and the Ran. Hatam, why are these malachas aser latam lefisha adam ragalik sursadeo velitzar kamar ke'echad? Normally, when someone does, ksiri take to go out to the field to cut the grain from the ground, what does he do? He gently does the whole field. Okay, he definitely does the whole field. Leavtzar, also the grapes, you take out all the fruits off the trees and things like this. Kramo ke'echad, you do the whole kerem, you do the whole vineyard. You generally grind lots of flour at the same time. You take lots of grain and grind things a lot at the same time. If you allow this on yontif, we were afraid. Says the Torah over here, you're afraid you're going to go ahead and cut your whole field. Similar to what we said before, we're afraid you're going to be osek with this all day long, because these are generally malachas that you do a lot at one time. It's not just something you do a little bit. You do a lot at one time, and therefore these malachas, Chazal came and said, don't do these malachas on yontif. If we matter them completely on yontif, we're going to come to ruin our yontif altogether. And that's the malachas, that's the sifes over here. Sorry. In the mechaber. Mechaber says ktsira utchina ubesira uschita v'tzeda. The Torah for some reason left out tzad, but tzad is also amongst this list, trapping an animal in order to eat its food. Afal pishe melechas ochel nefesh, even though they are used for ochel nefesh, asarum chachamim. The chachamim still said they are going to be asar. So therefore, we don't have a het of all anything to do with ochel nefesh. Going to be mutter. Only things that we save civility, bishul, afia, shchita, lisha, we say generally from lisha ve'elach, those are the things that are going to be mutter. We mentioned last time also, borer. Basically, borer becomes mutter also on yantav, because it's very, very similar to things that we do at the suda. The closer we do these things at the suda, most borer nowadays is done at the suda, wherefore chazal were not gozer on borer. Borer is going to be mutter. Once again, you're supposed to be memait v'tircha as much as possible. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah over here, sikatan yogimel, does bring down the machlok, as I said before, we've shown him on whether it's Sif Beis over here, that we're afraid going to be with this Tircha Yisera, you're going to come to do all these things. And Yontav, you're going to be Osik in these things. It's generally things you do a lot at one time. It's necessary to rice their abundance, says the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sikon Yigimel Domina Torah, Komalachash Ubachol Nefesh Mutter. Once again, Midda rice the Bepashas, the Shibi Mutter, because it's for Ochol Nefesh. El Chachamim also dvarim shimavuda rabba kohon kogon hani shadim ragel liktzor sadeo v'liktzor kormo keechad v'lidroch kol anavav keechad v'lidchon harbe v'pam achas v'imkei nitareit kol yom v'avodasavi yamana misimchas yad v'lachein asru chachamim v'afilu al yidei shinoi asru. These things are going to be even asru even if you instill a shinoi. We only left the things that are going to use just for Achila and Yantav itself, and that you're going to come to do extra for after Yantav also and be Torech all day long. There are those who say these are going to be actually asur midarais. When it says that was only referring to things that are mamish used, just like bishul and things like this are done samach lesuda and only in a little bit. However, like avna blachashim v'tzorach achilas yantav. Okay, but these other things are going to be asar midaraisa. So those there are a chiluk in the Rishonim and also over here in the Achronim, whether this is going to be Isser Darabanan or Isser Daraisa. Now, one of the things over here that the poskim discuss is the chiluk between a couple of the over here. It does say over here tochin. Tochin is one of the things mentioned over here. But as you can imagine, tochin is one of those things also that is very much used. Some of the suda, cutting up vegetables and things like this, is generally falls under the category of tochin. If you cut them up too small, that's something we do. Some of the suda, we don't necessarily do that in large quantities. So there's an aspect of the malacha when you're tochin flour, you're taking the grains to make flour. So generally you do that in large quantities. But there's certain tochin that's done in small quantities. Okay, so later on in Hilchos Yotav, we're going to say that much of the tochin, even though Mikar the Din, okay, you have to. Well, anytime you talk about any malacha on Yantav, you have to know the malacha about Shabbos first. All the malachas have to do with Shabbos. Okay, there's a lot of a tear in terms of tochin ain't tochin acher tochin and ain't tochin a little gedulei karka. There are a lot of clothing there. Those obviously are going to apply with Yantav. Yantav is not going to be more chumer than Shabbos. But even when tochin is usher on Shabbos, we are going to be makel to use a shinoi. I mentioned one of the examples last time. If you're going to use a kli miyuchad for tochin is generally usher. And yontif, you do it with a shinoi. Okay, you turn the, you turn the grater upside down. Okay, or you do it on a different type of kli. Okay, you usually do it onto a big plate, and now you do it directly onto the table. Something like that would be considered a shinoi, and then it's going to be mutter to do on yantav. That's by tochei. However, another malacha over schita that also lechora is something that. What about squeezing oranges, making your oars of orange juice? That also, if I would do that in Erev Yantav, it's not going to taste the same as freshly squeezed orange juice as if I squeeze the oranges the day before. Okay, but over here, Shchita, you will not find anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch that Shchita, Al Yidei Shinoi, is going to be mutter. We generally hold Shchita Legamre is going to be Asr. For sure, Shchita, that has nothing to do with Ochel Nefesh. I don't know if you hold the wipes on Shabbos are Asr, so on Yantav, it's for sure going to be Asr also, because that's not for Ochel Nefesh. Okay, anytime you're afraid you're going to squeeze out anything, a towel that's absorbed a lot of water, squeezing that out is going to be also just like on Shabbos. But what about for Ochel Nefesh? So once again, there are certain types of schita that's mutter also on Shabbos. If you squeeze a lemon onto fish, if you squeeze something onto food directly, that's mutter, and even on Shabbos. So for Kal v'chomer on Yantav. But to make freshly squeezed orange juice is definitely going to be usher on Shabbos. Why don't we see that there's going to be a difference between this and tochin to allow you to do it, I don't know, squeeze it with your elbow or something like that, and now you could have especially freshly squeezed orange juice. So over here, the Shmir Shabbos Kielchus Aperek, hey, Ha'ara Al, B'Shemer Shlomo Zalman, he writes the chilik between the malacha of schita and the malacha of tochin. He says back in the day, when Chazal were magdar, all the different malachas, tochin was something that, yes, although most of the time was done in large quantities, many people did tochin in their privacy of their own home, and therefore they did it in small quantities also. However, schita, it's not like today, they didn't have their own private juicers, they didn't just take their hands and squeeze juice into the cup, they used to make large quantities all the time, says Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, he says, we never allowed schita al yidei shinoi, and therefore it's not going to be mutter. It's not going to be mutter. That's the chilek that Rosh Hashanah says between schita and tchina. Therefore, tochin sometimes al yidei shinoi is going to be mutter. Schita is never going to be mutter. Even al yidei shinoi, you're not allowed to go ahead and squeeze freshly squeezed orange juice or freshly squeezed grape juice, whatever it might be. And yontav is also going to be usher. Marina Rabbeinu Nevitzel has a comment later on. Very interesting. I think it might be in the wrong place, but based on that comment, it makes sense. Perhaps he's coming to Metaritz the same kash. If you understand Shchita a little bit, Shchita is the whole malacha of Shchita is Yetziras HaMashke. You're creating something anew that did not exist before. Before it was Ochel. orange juice inside of the juice inside of an orange is considered ochel. When you squeeze it into a juice, it now becomes a new entity altogether. It is now juice. That's what it is now. So it could be that is much more chomer as opposed to tochein. All you're doing is grinding something, taking big pieces and making small pieces. Not a complete new entity. Mashein schita is like a yitzira of something completely anew. Therefore, once again, the klal over here is anything that could be done. Anything that is normally done in large quantities over here, Chazal also asser these types of malachas, and therefore those malachas are going to be asser. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue next time. Ad kan for today.